B'shem Kol Yisrael, we're beginning a new journey of the Megillat Esther in depth. So let's begin. Vayehi b'imei Achashverosh, hu Achashverosh. So first off, this Lashon of Vayehi, the Gemara and Megillah notes, is usually a sad language of Vayehi. Woe, vay. But it's not always a sad language. The Gemara points out there are sometimes when Vayehi is a happy language, but when it's Vayehi b'imei, it's always a sad language. So, where else have we heard Vayehi b'imei? First off, Vayehi b'imei Amraphel. That was the first war, the four kings versus the five kings in Parshat Lech Lecha, and that is very spiritually connected to the story of Megillas Esther, so you can look into that matter if you have some time. The next time we find Vayehi b'imei Shvot HaShoftim, in the times of the Shoftim, during the days of Rut. And there too, it was very sad. There was a famine in the land of Israel, and Elimelech left, and there was no ruler over the land of Israel. And finally, in Yirmiyahu, Vayehi b'imei El Yehoyachon, if I remember correctly, and it's the time of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So, Yehoyachin. In any case, Vayehi b'imei Achashverosh is also sad, sad times ahead. What's so sad? Well, it doesn't say exactly, but the fact that the Jewish people are feasting with this king is pretty sad. The Gemara says that they were celebrating the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, and that is terrible. So this is a sad time for the Jewish people, and that helps us understand why there's this terrible decree that's going to happen over the Jewish people, which is going to lead towards their destruction. Achashverosh ruled over 127 nations. One day, the Gemara records, Rabbi Akiva is in class, and his students are falling asleep. So he asks them, hey guys, wake up! What's the connection between the only other time we've heard 127, between Esther and Sarah, who lived 127 years, and between King Achashverosh? And the answer seems to be that just as Esther ruled over 127 nations because she married Achashverosh, who ruled 127 nations, Sarah lived 127 years. What's the deeper idea being brought down here? So Zach, the Chidushi Arim, in the Schus of Esther's Avodat Hashem, many, many, many years later, her perfect serving of Hashem for those 127 years of her life ended up that Esther ruled over 127 nations and was able to save the Jewish people. So what Rabbi Akiva is secretly giving over to his students is, don't waste a second napping during Shir. Use every moment to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you never know, even one moment of serving Hashem, what the crazy spiritual repercussions will be. Every moment of life is powerful and can be extremely meaningful. So with those beautiful words, we're going to end our little mini shir on the first pasuk of Megillas Esther, and we hope you continue to join us as we journey through the beautiful teachings of Megillas Esther, Bipshat, Drash, and Kabbalah, coming up next time with Reparetz. Have a great day.